Blog Talk Radio.
Reconnect My Heart radio program, the show that we talk about life's problems that break or tear our hearts apart. On Reconnect My Heart, we'll discuss God's answers to life's problems to reconnect our heart back to the way that He originally made us. I am your host, Brother Prater. So glad that you all are able to join us on this Sunday night. I hope that you all enjoyed y'all Sunday. If you have any questions, comments, or you just want to just listen to the program, feel free to call us at 516-453-9118. Once again, that's 516-453-9118. Or you can log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/reconnectmyheart. You can also go to our chat room on our website. If you have any questions, comments, or even just want to just leave your prayer request, I would like to say a huge hello to my church family, True Believers Tabernacle Church, while Pastor Otis Logan. You're welcome to join us, visit us at 4204 Cardinal Road, Dallas, Texas, 75216. Feel free to come by, join us, and say hello. Once again, I thank each and every one of you all who are listening to this program, and I thank you all for your love, support, and your prayers. I'd like to share with you all, number one, I apologize if there's been a problem with the podcast. I know they're just a trick of the devil, but I actually started the program today, everything prepped up, and they was giving me a countdown on when to start. In the last 2 minutes, it became silent, and one thing led to another. I couldn't even be heard, but one thing led to another. God allowed me to be able to open up another avenue, so I give God the glory and the honor. And I know that's just a trick of the devil, because he knows what God is going to do through this particular, not just through this particular episode, but also the show itself. This podcast is a Christian-based podcast. And even though it says Reconnect My Heart, a lot of times people just associate it with just a quote-unquote relationship pertaining to dating or marriage. That's part, but that's not all of it. The key thing is for us to be reconnected back to the way that God originally made us. Number one, whole, but also in fellowship with Him. So I know that there's a testimony that will be shared through this particular program. And actually, this podcast, this particular episode for today is actually speaking about testimony. And sometimes God will allow a quote-unquote real-time, real-life episode right in front of us. So I just thank God that God allowed this to be able to go forward, and we're not going to allow the devil to stop us, and we're not giving him any credit whatsoever. Why? Because number one, we are already victorious because we're on the air right now. So I want to start off and share with y'all, when God gives us victory over problems, just like he just did a few minutes ago, that news needs to be shared with others. It will encourage ourselves and others on what God can do. So in this particular episode, we're going to talk about testimony, or to some people, if you want to say, to testify. We're going to talk about testimony, what a testimony is, and also the purpose of it. But also, even through this program, for those who are listening, you're welcome to call. You're welcome to, like I said, go into the chat room and share what your testimony is. And we're going to open up the line for those who want to share their testimony. You are welcome to share your testimony. I want to make sure that we have the opportunity for those who are listening. You're welcome to share your testimony on what God has done for you, what he's done through you, or even if you know someone else that may not be able to call, but you want to share their testimony. If it's okay with them, it's perfectly okay with Reconnect My Heart. Once again, I want to give the call number one more time. The telephone number to call is 516-453-9118. Or you can get online, www.blogtalkradio.com/reconnect my heart. I thank God for the opportunity to be here, to be with you all on such an important topic. Testimony. What is a testimony? A testimony comes from a test or a situation that you were in. It might have been from the devil. It might have been something that even God allowed. Or it might have been something that we put upon ourselves. So in other words, it might have been sent by the devil, sent by God, or sent by ourselves. But no matter what situation or who it came from, a testimony comes from whatever situation that we were in. It might have tried to stop us, might have tried to slow us down, but also it was out of our control, out of our ability. But God gave us the victory over that particular situation. So just like what the word testimony come from, the first four words of testimony or testify, the first four letters says test. The first four letters of testimony or testify. The first four letters, the word test. So realizing, in order for us to have a testimony, there have to be some type of test. And unfortunately, that's something that we really don't like to go through. A test is not designed to destroy us. A test actually exposes who we are and what we believe. Who we are, what we believe, but also we have to look at it. It's an opportunity for us to exercise what God's word says about that particular situation. So we have to remember that. I just got a text and I was told that there's no audio. For those who can hear me, please give me a text at 214-908-3056. If you can hear me, give me a text at 214-908-3056. I want to make sure that you all are able to hear me. Like I said, I know the devil does not want this to go out because he knows that it's going to help somebody. But we are being victorious as we speak. There's victory that's already in place, and we're holding on to that. So we're not concerned about what the devil may try to do. We're not giving him any credit. We're giving God all the credit and the glory. So for those who are just tuning in, if you can hear me, I'm so happy for you all to be here. Today we're talking about testimony. And I mentioned what a testimony is. And the testimony comes from a test or a situation that was beyond our control, regardless if it was from the devil, what it was sent by God, or it was sent by our own self. The test actually, like I said, will expose what we believe, what we know. A test will actually come in various ways and in various situations and also through various people. A test, you may be tested on your job, you may be tested at home, you might be tested at the grocery store, and you may even be tested at church. We have to remember, we serve God, but even in us serving God, regardless if you go to work or go to church or go to the grocery store, we interact with people, and sometimes there are people that will come that will test our character or even test our patience. But we have to realize with situations, when situations come, we have to remember that it's only a quote-unquote test, and a test is actually designed to bring forth a testimony. I see someone online right now. I'm going to see if this person wants to say something. Hello, welcome to Reconnect My Heart. You're on the air. Can you hear me? Hello? Okay. Okay, let me try it one more time. Let me see if I can be heard. Hello, welcome to Reconnect My Heart. You're on the air. Can you hear me? Well, I'm going to go forward. I don't know if I'm being heard or not, but I'm gonna speak forth until I hear something different. But like I said, the devil will come. The devil will try to bring situations to throw us off. But we have to remember, when test comes, even though it may come and try to knock us off, it may blindside us, but the key thing for us to remember that it's actually an opportunity for God to show himself strong in our life and for our behalf. Hello, hello, hello. Can you hear me? Okay. I'm going to go forth. I know that's just a trick of the devil, but you know what? We got the victory. So when a test comes, the test comes not to destroy us, but like I said, to help us to understand what we really know, not only for us to see who we are and what we know, but more importantly, as an opportunity. When tests come, it's an opportunity for God to reveal and show himself strong in our life for that specific situation. You know, a testimony is so encouraging to others when they feel low. When we're in our quote-unquote moment, when we're going through something, and we hear that someone else has received victory in that same situation that we're dealing with, it encourages us. It makes us feel hopeful. And also, we have to remember, just because you go through a situation, just because you go through a test, does not mean that you ain't saved. Everybody go through a situation. Everybody go through a test. Everybody go through issues. They're just a part of life. And a lot of it don't have to be, quote unquote, because of, if you want to say, because of, well, you must be sinning or you must be, no, it's just a part of life. Things happen. Even in the Bible, where it tells us that it rains on the just as well as the unjust. So if there's a huge layoff in a corporation, if someone is laid off, that doesn't mean that they ain't saved. There have been companies that have went out of business. People have lost their jobs. There's been some that weren't saved that lost their job, but also there were some that were saved. So just because a person is in a situation, that does not mean that they ain't saved. It does not mean that they're lacking of faith. The key thing is, as believers, we go through things just like any ordinary person, but our response to how we handle it, that's what makes it different towards anybody else or from anybody else. So like I said, we go through things, we go through situations in life, it happens. But even though we go through things, we serve a God that will help us to overcome everything. I see someone on the air. I'm going to click on, I want to make sure that I'm being heard and the program is going forth. Once again, for those who are interested, feel free to call at 516-453-9118. Welcome to Reconnect My Heart radio program. You're on the air. Hello. Okay, can you hear me? Okay. Hello?
Hey.
Hello? Hello there. Can you hear me pretty good?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. I've been having problems with this the past couple of minutes, but I'm so glad that you called. So glad that you're. Feel free to share with us whatever's on your heart.
Okay, I just want to say hello to everybody this evening. I really just want to talk about a testimony that happened this past 2 weeks ago with my father. My father went into surgery, and before he went into surgery, it was said there's a possibility that he might have had a tumor that had cancer. And there was a lot of prayers going on, and that's really what I want to base it on, the prayers. Brother June was praying. A lot of my church family was praying. My family was praying. And before he went to surgery, it came back that he didn't have any cancer. So that fact that they was going to go ahead and proceed with the surgery. Now, if it would have came back that he had cancer, they would not have performed the surgery. But since it came back, everything came back that it was not cancerous, they went ahead and performed the surgery. Well, surgery took place Monday about 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning, and we didn't hear anything until about 4:30, and the doctor said that there were some complications. And just to make the story really quick, by the time 6:45, our nurse came out and told us that it was a complication, and when they opened him up, they didn't realize that there was cancer on his artery, his main artery. And the cancer turned out to be pancreatic cancer. Now, I say all this because normally with pancreatic cancer, they do not perform surgery. They really just give you a time and date that, okay, hey, you have this long to live. They don't even give chemo because it's one of the deadliest cancer, and it goes by really quick. However, since we had some mighty prayer warriors and some prayers that were protecting my father from what possibly could have happened, they were able to get most of the cancer out. And so since they opened him up, they had to go in and remove the cancer. So what I'm trying to say is he's still in the hospital, but he's recovering very well. He will go through some chemo and some radiation. But the main thing that I'm saying, because of the prayers and because what looked like it might have been a bad situation turned out to a great situation. So I'm just saying that, you know, prayer does work. A lot of times we say prayers and we don't feel like the prayers are going to be answered. We feel like we're just speaking and nothing's happening. But I'm a true believer. I'm standing firm that God has really showed out these past couple of weeks with my father and just with, you know, the family coming together and praying and the church member praying. And so it's just a testimony I want to share. That even though it looked like the impossible was going to happen, God turned around. He knew exactly what he was doing. He knew exactly.
Yes, yes. You know, first of all, I'm so glad. And I know we're not giving the devil credit for anything. And that's even pertaining to testimony. Testimony is God getting the glory. And so even when this episode started, how I don't know what happened. I couldn't get on the air the last 2 minutes. I couldn't be heard, and then I ended up having to recreate another episode, this one right here. So if you see TTTT, if you see just like letters just up, just bypass that. And then I have someone else that's on the line. She can hear us, but we can't hear her. And the devil tries so badly to even bring a distraction to get us off course. But we are already claiming victory as we speak.
Amen.
Now, the unique thing about this particular episode, what I wanted to do, normally when there's a caller that's on the air and then when we go to the next caller, I leave that first caller and go to the second caller and then go to the next caller. And each caller have their time, and I hang up or I put the other person on mute so that way it can just be one caller. But this particular episode, because this is about testimony, I want to include everyone. So for those who are calling in, feel free to call. For those who want to share their testimony, you are definitely welcome to share your testimony. But even if there's someone that just want to just listen in, you're welcome to. But like I said, I want to have the setting where we can not just share our testimony, but also touch and agree, because this is something that a lot of churches omit now. They omit testimony because a lot of times people are not sharing, quote unquote, real testimony. They're using the opportunity to share their testimony as an opportunity to vent or give the devil credit, where in fact, testimony is the design to give God the credit, but encourage other people on what God can do, to let them know that they can make it. So that's, I see that the devil wanted to stop this, but this is a testimony in real time to let people know what God can do, especially through this particular episode of all times. We're talking about testimony. And for us to see what God can do, in spite of what the devil may try to throw, know that God has the last say so, and God got the victory. And the victory that belongs to God, God has given us the victory. And we're receiving the victory. What God's victory is what our victory is. So I'm so glad. And for me to be able to hear, matter of fact, I got a chance to speak to the callers. Father today, and to hear him sound upbeat, sound joyful, that just let us know that God is still in the blessing and in the healing business. So just realizing that even with the testimony, and like I said, the testimony coming from a test, coming from a situation, even what the young lady had shared about her father, for someone that wasn't really watching or paying attention, they could have given up. They could have felt hopeless. But even through that situation, God had his hand over the whole situation. And because the cancer was hidden, the cancer was not seen. So since the cancer was not seen, they went in, and when they went in, that's when they discovered that there was a hidden cancer. But if there was no hidden cancer, and if the cancer was exposed, then they wouldn't have went in. They would have gave him a quote-unquote a death sentence. They would have gave him a time frame of how long he was going to live. But God strategically allowed that cancer to be hid and offered them to go in, not just to go in, but because they went in and they opened him up, they had to remove the cancer themselves. So God allowed that situation. God allowed him to have favor. God had him in a unique situation for them to clean up what the devil wanted to keep hid. What the devil wanted to use to take him out, God allowed him to have that cancer exposed when they went in. So I just thank God, and I hope and pray for those who may be listening, who may need to know that God is a God that can still heal. I hope that this encouraged them that God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. If God healed the people that was in the Old Testament, he healed those who was in the New Testament, he can still do it today, and he can do it for you. I have someone else on the line. I'm going to see if I can tune them in. Hello, welcome to Reconnect My Heart Radio Program. You're on the air.
Yes.
Is this Ms. Gibson?
Yes.
Thank the Lord. This is the caller that we were having problems getting in. I want to step back, and whatever the Lord lay upon your heart to share, please do at this time.
Well, thank you. I just wanted to tell my testimony that, you know, the last few years have really been trying for me. I know a lot of people go through being laid off their job. I was laid off my job a few years ago, and I am in a specialized field. So sometimes in a specialized field, it can be challenging to find a job longer. So sometimes. And so I struggled with that for a long time. I was going on interview after interview after interview. And I was like, Lord, what's going on? I don't understand why the rejection that I'm getting, why am I continually getting this rejection? I spoke to a friend of mine as well, and she said, yeah, she said it's harder to get a job these days. She said one particular interview that she had, a company that she had to interview with, she interviewed with them six times before they rejected her. And I have already have experienced that as well, where I went to interview for a company and I interviewed with them four or five times, drove almost 40 miles away from my home just to have a face-to-face meeting with one of many managers, and I was still rejected. And that rejection feeling was very, very strong, because after going to these interviews over and over again, I was getting rejected. And I said, Lord, you know, what's really going on? I'm praying and I'm trusting you and I'm dependent on you. Well, recently, a couple of months ago, there was a particular company that I really, really wanted to work for, and it was a company that I had never heard about before, and they do specialized things for the prison system. And so I said, oh, I really would like to do that. And I said, Lord, okay. My husband reminded me of Mark 11:22-24, talking about that you, when you stand praying, believe that you receive. And I said, okay, God, I'm going to pray and I'm going to believe that I'm going to get this next job. And I did go to the, I did do a phone interview with the company, and they rejected me. And I said, okay, God, I prayed the prayer, and they rejected me on the first interview. I didn't even get a face-to-face interview. I said, God, what's going on? I don't understand. And I realized that sometimes when you get rejected, it's not necessarily the place maybe that you need to be. And I said, okay, God, if that's not where I want to be, I actually knew somebody that worked there. I worked with them previously, so I said, I know, you know, this person may give me a recommendation if they know that I'm interviewing, but God said no. I said, okay, God, I'm going to keep pursuing it, but I'm still going to work anything I can get until my change comes. And so I just stayed positive. I've been on a no complaining challenge for a very long time, for a couple of years now. So I said, Lord, I won't complain. I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to put negative words out there. I'm just going to keep trusting you and believing. So just recently, a couple of weeks ago, there was a company that they actually found me on a website, and they sent me an email. They said, we like your resume. We think we'd like to interview you. Can we give you a call? And a lot of recruiters, they do that. They email you, find you on these sites, and they email you. So they emailed me, and I responded back, talked to the recruiter, and the recruiter was real nice. I said, Lord, this may be it. I said, I don't know, Lord, but this may be it. But I was kind of hesitant. I was like, okay, I don't know, Lord. You know, I don't want to doubt, but I just had a feeling. So when the recruiter got me over to the company, I did a phone interview with them in the car, in my car. I actually had obstacles by even doing a phone interview with the place that I was working temporarily. They were giving me just being hard on just letting me go to lunch a little bit early, just 30 minutes early. They were giving me pushback and saying, well, I don't know, let me think about it. It was hard, and I said, God, I just need a 30 minutes earlier, Lord, just so I can do this phone interview. So I did the phone interview in the car. I had drove out of the parking lot just to park somewhere else so I could have some privacy to do the interview over the phone. And I tell you, when I was on that phone, the phone was cutting in and out when I was talking to the people. But even through that, I was interviewed by four people on that first call, and what happened was they just liked me over the phone. I said, okay, God, thank you, Jesus. It was okay. When do you want to interview? And I told them when I wanted to interview. So the next week I went in to interview them face-to-face. So when I went in face-to-face, there were six people total, four people in the room and two people on the phone. And every person asked me two or three questions. They were coming at me like, you know, guns blazing with the questions. And I said, okay, God, I'm answering these questions. Some of the questions I didn't know. I said, oh, God, I need to be on point, Lord. And I was concerned. But I said, okay, I'm just going to give it to your hands, God. I know that I'm just going to believe you and trust in you. So God just did it. That Friday, that following Friday, the recruiter called me. He said, they want you. They like you. They said, we're even going to give you more money than we told you initially. We're going to give you more money, and you're going to be able to start when you want to start. You don't have to start now. We know you're already working somewhere, but you don't even have to start now. We'll wait until you get finished where you are, and you can start on the day you wanted to start. So I got the victory because that's where God wanted me to be. Even though I wanted to be in the previous company, God said, no, that's not it. I want you here at this place. And God just worked it out. He worked every single solitary detail and gave me more money and gave me the date that I want to start. So I want to thank God for, even though I prayed that I believe that I received the job, it wasn't the right job. So sometimes God blocks things because he doesn't want you in certain places. He wants you where he wants you to be. And this place is far less stressful than the other place would have been. So I thank God for that.
Hmm. Yes. Yes, I am so grateful. Number one, thank you for sharing your testimony. And if you don't have to, you're welcome to stay. I want to keep the mic on you. Just in case the Lord lead you to say something else, or even if someone else called. Because like I said, I want to make sure that for this particular episode, I want to make sure that we all chime in. And like I said, we can all listen, but also have an opportunity for someone that want to not just listen, but those who may want to give some feedback, or someone may even have a testimony that they just thought about. You're welcome to share it. You know, I knew, like I said, I've been speaking about this since the episode aired, but even when I was trying to listen to Miss Gibson, you know, for those who didn't hear, she called in first. She was able to hear us, but we couldn't hear her. She was the person that I kept saying, hello, you're on the air. I tried several times because I knew she had a powerful testimony, but the devil did not want that to be heard. The devil knew that those who would be listening, they needed to hear this, because a lot of time people think, like I said, that God don't move like he did in the past. But also a lot of time, even when we go through our situation or our test, a lot of time we feel that we're all alone. And even though we hear that somebody went through the same thing that we went through, but sometimes we feel like we're the only one that experienced whatever situation that we're dealing with. So we have to be reminded and encourage ourselves that the same God that delivered this person can deliver us. The same God that healed that person can heal us. The same God that provided for this particular person can provide for us. And so if we can just remember that we serve a God that changes not, we serve a God that loves us and that is concerned not just about our needs, but also our desires. You know, when we think about our test, which will lead to our testimony will actually reveal what our purpose is. What our purpose and also what our ministry is. you know, I want to share this also. I want to share my testimony. One of the testimonies, those that know me, I like electronics, and the job that I wanted to apply for, I wanted to apply for a company called TCI Cable Company. And TCI Cable Company, for those who work there, they get free cable. They get free cable and they get half off on pay-per-views. So I love wrestling. So with me getting pay-per-view wrestling, I will be able to get half off. But also by it being electronics. I love electronics. So I used to go to this headquarters. I used to drive, it's about 35 minutes away from where I lived at. I used to drive 35 minutes every Wednesday for 6 months. I would go from Dallas to Mesquite and fill out an application. Attention, David Snow. I'll never forget. Attention, David Snow. I would go there every Wednesday, and the receptionist would always ask me, "Were you here last week?" "Yes, ma'am. I'm here to fill out another application. Attention, David Snow." I would go there so regularly that she would see me and don't say anything other than just give me an application. I would fill out my application, and at the same time, I put in an application for the Dallas Sheriff's Department. Well, one Friday, I got two letters in the mail, one from the Dallas Sheriff's Department, the other one from TCI Cable Company. Well, my heart desire was for TCI Cable Company, so I opened up that letter first. I opened up that letter, and it told me, "I'm sorry, we're going to have to decline your application. You're not suitable for the position." And that broke my heart. So I got that open letter from TCI Cable Company, and I got the unopened letter from the Dallas Sheriff's Department, and I threw both of them in the trash. And I was like, man, I can't get a job at TCI Cable Company. I want to be there. And it began to trouble in my spirit about that letter from the Dallas Sheriff's Department. But to me, it was no need for me to open up that letter, because if I couldn't get hired on a job with the cable, then I couldn't get hired on with the Sheriff's Department. That's the way I thought. But that letter stayed in the trash can for about 45 minutes, and it kept pressing upon my spirit, get the letter and read what the Sheriff's Department wrote you. And I said, well, I'm tired of rejection and all that. So I was making excuses. So one thing led to another. I decided to go ahead and open up the letter. I opened up the letter, and to my surprise, they told me that they received my application and they want to schedule me for an interview. Well, I was shocked. But that was on a Friday. And so that Monday, I scheduled an appointment. And one thing led to another. I got hired on at the Sheriff's Department. Well, a few months after I was hired on at the Sheriff's Department, TCI Cable Company went out of business. And that's been a little over 23 years ago. There is no such company as TCI Cable Company anymore. But I'm still employed at the Dallas County Sheriff's Department. And so, just to let you know, God knew what was best, and I ended up getting paid more and had more benefits being at being at the Dallas Sheriff's Department versus being at TCI Cable Company. Also, another thing I want to share you with you all, another testimony. This is about my son's mother. I'm not going to go into a whole lot of details, but there was a procedure that she needed, and she had just had my son, and I noticed that she had a procedure done, but there was going to be some medicine that she needed, and it was not covered by the insurance. She had two different doctor's offices checking to see if there is some type of program that she can be on that will help pay for the serums, her shots. We were quoted at $700 per shot, and she was going to need 6 months worth of shots. So each month was going to be one shot, and that one shot was $700, and our insurance were not going to cover it. So it was two different doctor offices that was checking it out. Also, my son's mother used to work for United Healthcare and Merck. So she was checking it out herself. So she was experienced in insurance, and then the two doctor offices were experienced with insurance. But nobody can find a program that will help her get that particular deal. Because, like I said, $700, and that was not ashtray money, $700 per shot. And she needed six. She needed to get one shot per month for 6 months. Well, one Monday, her and I were at the store, and I saw her in pain, and I asked her what was wrong, and she said that her stomach was bothering her because of her condition. And so I asked her how long has her stomach been hurting, and she said, it always hurt, but she don't say anything about it. And I asked her why she don't say anything about it. She said, because you can't do anything about it. And I knew that she meant well. But immediately I prayed. I said, God, if you can help me to get her home, you're going to lead me to a program that's going to help her get that shot for free. Well, I went on and I was able to take her home, and I got online. I got online, and like I said, $700 per shot. I got online and I found some medicine. I've actually found the specific medicine, the same medicine, but it was through Canada. And it was going to cost $138. So I said, wow, now that's affordable. We can do that. And right before I got ready to call, the Lord brought back to my remembrance, did you say a reduced price for the medicine, or did you say for free? I said, God, I said for free, and I'm holding on, and I'm trusting you. You're going to lead us to a program or something to be able to get this medicine for free. The next day, I went to work, and then on my break, I went online, started looking some more. And I found the program, and as we began to look at it, I began to answer questions. I answered the questions, and they wanted to know, based upon what we went through the year before when my son was born, what we went through the year before. Get this. They didn't ask what we were going through now. They didn't ask what our current condition was. No, they asked what our past condition was. Not what we're going through now, but what we went through. And what we went through, I put down all the things that they asked. I answered all the questions based upon what our previous year was. And I had to wait for a couple of days to get the reply. Now, get this. Like I said, two doctor's office experience, no success. My son's mother worked at two insurances, but still unsuccessful. But here, me, inexperienced, I found this program, and we qualified. We qualified for her to get the shots, not for $700, not for $138, but for free. But she needed 6 months worth. But come to find out, we didn't qualify for 6 months worth of shots. We qualified for a year's worth of shots. God allowed an inexperienced person to find that, regardless of the experience of others. That was not something that I take credit for. That's something that I give credit to God. And that showed me something also. That showed me you can't rely upon your experience on a situation. But when you put your total trust in God, God would allow you to be in a situation that seems like your back is up against the wall. God would allow you to be in a situation, but only He can move. So that way, He can do it in front of you. He can show you, and He can show others what He can do through you. So if you're in a situation that seems like it's unbearable, if it seems like all your resources have been exhausted, if it seems like you don't know what else to do, that's the perfect opportunity for God to move in and for Him to show Himself strong on and for your behalf. Because ultimately, God wanna give us a testimony through our test. God wanna show Himself strong. God wanna flex His muscles for others to see, including ourselves, what He can do. Because so many times it's so easy to praise God, to say God is good when things are going well. It's so good and so easy for us to say God is good when all the money is in your pocket, when you have money in your bank account, when your children are healthy, when your health is going good. It's easy for us to say God is good when we have things. But can we say the same thing when we look like we're losing everything? Can we be consistent in our praise, in our worship, when things seem like it's going haywire? When you are so used to doing things for yourself, when you're so used to fixing things, and now it seems like no matter what effort that you do, it seems like it ain't working. Can we still praise and trust God? We have to look at, if it's in our own ability, we will fix it. When it looks like we can do it on our own, a lot of times we just have to admit, if we can do it in our own ability, some people, it'd be no need for them to trust God. But God wants to up the stakes. God, like I say, God wants us to see how much He can do through us, but also it develops our trust and our dependency upon God in order for Him to show Himself strong in our life, based on the situation that we're in. So just because your back is up against the wall, that doesn't mean that all hope is gone. Just because you may be dealing with something or going through something, that's the perfect stage for you to allow God to move and show Himself strong for you, through you, to others. Even in the Bible, I'm reminded, in Psalm 23, He says, He prepares a table in the presence of my enemies. So even when the devil try to use people to hurt you, that's a test. Even when the devil try to bring false accusations against you, that's a test. Even when people have tried to take things from you, that's a test. But how we respond to it, it give God assets to come in and fight for us. So that way we can get the victory and we can have the table prepared for us in the presence of our enemies. So even when the devil try to bring evil, God will turn it for our good. Like the scripture said, what the devil meant for evil, what the devil meant to destroy us, God will turn it to bless us. So look at whatever situation that you're dealing with, whatever situation that you're going through, look at it as an opportunity for God to reveal and for Him to show His muscles for your behalf and on your behalf. I want each and every one who may feel discouraged, who may feel like, you know what, can God do it for me? Realize this episode was specifically for you to be encouraged to know that God still is on the throne. God can do it. God can move. There's nothing too hard for God. All things are possible through Him that believe. God can do the miraculous. And also, when we look at it as, oh, that's a miracle. But in actuality, that's a sign showing what God can do. In the Bible, Jesus never said miracles. He said signs. Those are signs demonstrating who he is. So we have to remember, whatever situation that you're in, that's only a setup. That's a setup for God to show himself strong through you in your life. Don't you know you were designed for victory? And like I said, this episode, for you to be able to listen to this and for you to be encouraged for it, this episode is for you. So don't ever feel that God has abandoned you. You don't have to feel all alone. You don't have to feel lonely anymore. Know that God made you in his image and likeness. He made you for victory, not for defeat. Even in the Bible, it tells us that we are more than a conqueror. We're not just a conqueror, but we're not just being victorious, but we're going to look victorious. We're going to smell victorious. Our response will be victorious. We're going to smell. We're going to resemble victory. Why? Because God has given us the power and authority over any and everything that may come our way. So as we get ready to pray, we're going to hold up each and every person right now who may be going through something, who may be dealing with something. We're speaking right now for God to come in and intervene right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said in your word, God, that we cast all of our cares upon you, God. And we can't cast all of our cares upon you. Why? Because you care for us, God. We cast all of our cares once and for all right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come to you right now, God. Lord, you see every need and concern right now, God. God, we're speaking, God, that you meet every need right now, God. Those who may be sick right now, God, touch and heal their body right now in the name of Jesus. From the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. God, we're speaking, God, for those right now, God, those who may be dealing with a broken heart, God, those who may be grieving right now, God, for whatever reason, God. It may be a loss of a loved one, God. It might be a loss of a relationship, God. It might be a loss of a job right now, God. God, we're speaking, God, that you comfort and be with them right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Saying to take your hands off of God's people and off of God's property right now. In the name of Jesus, we don't speak defeat. We speak in victory right now. In the name of Jesus, we speak in deliverance right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, there may be someone that's on drugs right now, God, and their family is praying for them, God. God, we're speaking, God, that you deliver. Get them that desire to give everything up right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we're speaking, God, that you help heal right now, God. Those who may be lost, God, those who may have been backsliding, God, those who have been in a backsliding position right now, God, let them know, God, that you are married to the backslider right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let them know, God, that you're there for them right now, God, and give them that desire to reach out to them right now, God. God, give them that desire to reach out to you right now, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, if there's any conflict right now within family, within now, God, we're speaking reconciliation right now, God. God, we're speaking, God, for you to bring in forgiveness right now, God. And Lord, let them know, God, that you are soon to come, God, and help us, God, to keep our house in order right now, God. And God, help us to understand, God, what the devil meant for evil, you were turning for our good right now. The test that we're dealing with is not a test of defeat, but it's going to lead us to a testimony. It's going to lead us to victory right now. And God, help us, God, to be focused with the devil trying to bring distractions, God. Help us, God, to look past the test, God, and look beyond the test right now, God. But help us, God, to look at the victory that's behind the scene right now, God, that's behind the test right now, God. In the name of Jesus, God, help us, God, to move forward right now in you right now, God. Help us to trust you like never before. Help us to trust you even if we can't trace you right now, God. Even if we don't feel things changing, God. Help us to be consistent, God. Help us to be focused like never before right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for everything you've done, everything you're going to do right now. In Jesus' name we pray, we say amen, amen, amen. I thank each and every one of you all who tune into this program. I thank each and every one of you all for your love and support. Feel free to contact me, Brother Prater, on Facebook or on Google Plus. Also, you will see my daily devotions on Facebook and Google Plus. You can go to my YouTube channel. You can see my videos, or you can go to my website at www.brotherprater.org. You will also see the daily devotions, the videos, the upcoming events, and personal appearances. Also, you can go to the store channel of the website, and you can be able to purchase my book called A Few Good Men, A Path to Godly Fatherhood. A Few Good Men was written to applaud the fathers who are taking care of their responsibilities, to educate and challenge those who are not to do so, and also to give the single women a way to identify the qualities of a potential future husband and or father to present and future children. Once again, I thank each and every one of you all who tune in to this program. I pray that you all have a safe night. Thank you for calling and thank you for listening to this program. And also for those who gave their testimony, I thank you so much. This is the We Connect My Heart radio program. Thank you and good night.
Open the eyes of my heart.